Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rings. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Lord's sea.
The Middle East at peace. Kept us out of endless wars through strength.
History shows very plainly that evil only respects one thing, unyielding strength. When I'm back in the White House, our enemies will know if you spill a drop of American blood, we will spill a gallon of yours.
President Trump, the strength we need to make America strong again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Happy birthday, Steve. You people.
people out there being hurt in some kind of love affair. But how many times do you swear that you'd never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies, how many fights, and why would you want to put yourself through all that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Could it be what you need the most? Could leave you feeling just like a ghost? You'll never feel so sad, lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book and rainy weather. You see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street and should your chance to meet by that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. Why don't we turn the clock to zero, honey? We'll stay on the side, we'll spend the money, we'll start it up a brand new day. Turn the clock on the way back, I'm begging if she'll take me back out.
Americans have been horrified to see students and faculty at Harvard and other once respected universities expressing support for the savages and jihadists who attacked Israel. We spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments, and we will then use that money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American free of charge, and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills, and make that material available to every American citizen online for free. Whether you want lectures or ancient histories or an introduction to financial accounting or training in a skilled trade, the goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly. Using study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing, this will be a truly top-tier education option for the people. It will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be allowed. Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize. The Academy will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. In addition, to help the 40 million Americans who have some college education but no degree, the American Academy will grant credit for past coursework at legacy institutions and give you the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available. This will be a revolution in higher education and will provide life-changing opportunities for tens of millions of our citizens. Enjoy it, learn from it, and thank you.
All right. do this. Oh, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, y'all. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. How y'all doing this morning? How you doing? How you doing? It's raining out. Some of y'all complaining, but God, hey, the grass ain't complaining. The ground ain't complaining. You need a certain amount of water to get in the earth and everything. God have everything under control. Y'all doing all right? This is my first Saturday to start the season for those of us who are Christians. And that means so much to us that we shouldn't let nobody back us down about who we are and what it means. There's some strange stuff going on, not only in this city, but in this country, where people are afraid to be a Christian. They're running around playing like they don't want folks to know. Either they're playing Christian, they're not really doing about the Bible. And, you know, we have a lot of problems, but we also know that this country was built based off in God we trust. And everything that we've done in this country and all of our leaders always believed in God. So it's kind of strange to see what's going on. I was riding by, I was downtown yesterday, and I went down Randolph, and I didn't see no lights on Randolph by the City Hall, or no nothing, no decoration. So I had somewhere to go. I really had to go to Whole Foods, y'all, to get me some holistic stuff. So after going to Whole Foods, I went back and circled the building, and the only thing I saw, and I'm going to put mine up this week, but that have nothing to do with the City Hall. The only thing I saw was the reef on the county side. Now, we need to ask the question why. Because you got a group of folks in here that don't believe in Jesus Christ, that don't believe in Christmas. And I'm wondering, is somebody appeasing somebody? And if you drive down Michigan, it's so beautiful by Millennium Park, but the rest of it is dark. Unless in some of the businesses have put up some trees. You remember when you go past Balboa, where that street kind of divide, they would always have a decoration with a like an angel, some of that decoration. But y'all should go look. There's something wrong with that. And it's being slipped, and we're not paying attention. And this is one of the most important times for Christians. This is our time, those of us who say we are Christians. But something is going on. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on. I saw that Brighton Park now is not going to. I don't think they're going to build it. The tent over there, whatever it was doing. This stuff is crazy. This stuff is so madness that other folks from outside of another country have taken over our country and dictating what we should do and what we should not do. There's something wrong with that. They dictate that we don't put up Christmas decorations. Somebody need to find out why. Call your alderman and ask them why. I've never, ever, since I've been in this city, not seen City Hall decorated all the way around and all outside, all on the cell. It is not decorated. And then you got one place that's decorated. I can't remember what it was. And Satan put their tree up right next to it. There's a thing going on here that you all better pay attention to. Okay, you got satanic clubs in the school, but you can't put the Bible in the school. Spencer Leak was trying to really work on getting our Bibles in the schools for children to alter this stuff. That was one of the things he was doing. And something's wrong. That's all I got to say. It used to be when you run for office, if you didn't have a church, you would always put your church up there. These folks don't have a church. And it used to be, and God, we trust us everywhere, because that's how the country based off of that. Because we trusted God. The country was built off of trusting off of God nature in spite of what we went through. But then you got other folks that came in here and made a decision that we're not going to be Christian. Now, you got folks who don't want Christian. They're just trying to destroy this. The devil is running rapid. I'm telling y'all. Y'all better wake up. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I don't need no argument. We wasn't this and we wasn't. I'm talking about our spirituality, who we was, what we was, who we are. But that's something strange. Go by City Hall today if y'all down there. And look, there is no, I see some green trees up there. like some evergreen trees around that's not decorated on grass. But that whole, it's weird, but it's also a signal. Y'all don't understand these different signals that these socialists and these folks who don't believe in God are sending. And it's almost like a takeover of what we built. And black folks are helping the takeover because they really don't understand. Our people don't understand. I was looking at something. I was looking at something special. And they was looking at tracking, they call them mighty illegal immigrants. And they were saying most of the black community now becoming Latin communities or other communities because those the communities with least resistance, and that's where they are putting most of these people. These people don't supposed to be here. And I told you, I was talking to an alderman. And they said, but alderman, this, they're for asylum. We can't tell them. These folks not for asylum. We don't have economic asylum. We don't have gang asylum. If that's the case, America should be flooding the black community with economics and all the other stuff. We have asylum for persecution. And they want to know what to do with them. I done told them. All they need to do is bring them right where they are on them sidewalks with the judge and send them home. Why they putting them on buses and planes, other send them home. And some of them are mad. I saw some of them, and we don't want that. We want this, and we want jobs. There's a demand on your tax dollars, and there's a demand on our government that you built. Your representative listened more to those who did not elect them than those who elected them. Now, keep in mind, this money that they're throwing all around, whether it's in New York, Washington, Springfield, or Chicago, is not theirs. And that's what the average person don't think about it like that. That's why they come to, we call them low-information voters. That's why they come to our communities and take over our communities and stuff. These folks are not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. And we in this country do have a place for immigration, and it's legal. They got a way to do it. But these folks, they bully their way in here, and they bully us. And they're you deal with them in your community. I saw one of them the other day, and they was really kind of mean. I didn't say nothing. Like, I dare you to say anything. I just said, good morning. I live down there on King Drive. I live down. And I'm just looking. I mean, there's an and send them home. Well, we tired of being. If you had tried to stay in that police station, you would have been arrested. If you'd been to the airport because of security, you would have been arrested. See, y'all see, it's like black folks. There's nobody speaking for us, and we are Christians, and we do try to help, and that's why we being played on. But helping, we giving up our God. Now, somebody told me, and I went to check, that you had the immigrant people, the people who were scouting out places, looking at Corpus Christi down there on 49th and King Drive. Y'all not paying attention. It's big. Corpus Christi is big. It have a school. It have houses where the nun live. They finna put them up in there, and y'all not going to know it. Because the Catholic Charity get a lot of money, so they said, I'll tell them all these Catholics, you better put them in your buildings. And also, some of the black churches right there. And they haven't put nobody up that's been on the street for all this time. And the way they get away is by saying, well, if you're going to do it for them, do it for ours. Well, where you been all this time? And then, St. Elizabeth. They had the scouts out both of those places. And I'm just only telling folks, that's in Bronzeville, that you're not paying attention. And if you want to help somebody, fine. I'm not saying that we are void of humanity. We're not void of it. But this is not. You don't know what you're letting in. You don't know what's going on in your community. And I submit to you that the black community is not safe. It is not protected. I heard Sharpton on just before I came, and he was talking about the Media Man March, which I deal with another time, as a national board member of the Media Man March. And as Jim Bevel came up with that, and met with Farrakhan and really taught them the Bible and what atonement meant, and that's how that stuff happened. And and we talking about, yeah, did no crime happen that day in the black community? I sent several buses. I heard them talking, but it's where we are. It's our leadership. You know, you don't have King and Bella and Malcolm and all of these folks that we had all that time, you know. You don't have the Golden Franks or the J. Moore, all of these people that we've had all over this country, Leon Halls and all those folks who are willing to. But always, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears. But there's a sublimium thing around City Hall that there's no Christian, there's no celebration of Christmas. Y'all better look at that. And it used to be that you couldn't open up without a prayer. You couldn't open up without a pledge. How in the world are you going to be in government and don't pledge allegiance to the flag? Then you shouldn't be in government. If you don't believe in it, you shouldn't be there because you make a decision that's contrary to us. So I just want y'all to ride down there and look. So I was really a little upset when I saw that. And I saw in New York where they was tearing down the tree and stuff. There's no respect for us, for our God and our stuff. I'm not understanding. So I had to. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to talk to y'all for a little while. And then about 5 minutes before I go off, take my break, my 7 o'clock, before I go to my 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to play a few seconds of Dr. King. I have a lot of CDs of Dr. King that's probably rare. But I used to be able to just bring them to the station and play them. But now I got to transform. I got to ask my son to transform because I wanted to play the one where Dr. King talked about he don't need Marxism because he got Jesus. That would have been a very good one. So instead I went and I found one that I could, and I'm going to play it for y'all. And it's a message to the Christians. And be clear, as Dr. King talked about the problems that we have in our communities, he talked about love and talked about Jesus, and he went to a letter from Paul. So I'm going to be playing. It's a half an hour long. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little, and then I'm going to come back at my 7 o'clock hour to wake people up, and I'm going to play it. Then I'm going to have a discussion. I want to know what y'all are thinking here. What's going on? I mean, I can just bring guests and talk, but I need you to tell me what is going on, because I saw the Chinese telling them don't come to their community. The Hispanic told them don't come. You know? But then you got our ministers telling we got to help. You help another. No, you know, it's really all that ain't no help. Some of that is money. A lot of money is being made out here, and people are taking it. Now, I'm not saying that if these people got to eat and things got to happen and black folks got business and they want somebody to feed them, feed them. Take the money and still send them home. Because you have, if they got a budget for feeding the immigrants, I'm not going to tell no business person, don't get no food to take out there, don't take none of the contracts. I'm not going to tell you that. That would be crazy for me to say that. The Chinese have a different schools. They got a Muslim school out in some of them suburbs where they teach the Constitution and they teach all of the laws so the people know how to do it. And most of the folks that we let in here, most of them, they're the one that's turning on us, and they're using our people because of our pain. Our pain is their gain. They know that we are suffering from post-traumatic slavery syndrome. And this, it's easy for them to tell us, this ain't none of your country. This colonialism. These folks had you in slavery, huh? We know that. We worked through it, and we've been fighting it. And God, we trust. And some of them who came from countries that enslaved them worse. That's why they was running. When you look at the girl in Minnesota, America opened her, brought her here with open arms. First thing she did, got together, trash in America. And they don't have no right to come here and do that. We have right to do what we have to do, but the problem is they use us for our own destruction. I heard, even though it was an old tape, you know, I often talk about internal and external. I heard Sharpton talking about the internal pain, the internal explosion that we heard in ourselves. And we are. And what happens, you have people at the top that you don't know getting all that money. Like that girl for Black Lives Matter. Look at all that money she got. And she had folks burning down our community. And then she's going to say it was racism that they called her on that. That's not true. And then the people who really wants to fight for justice join that because they think it's right to join. Young folks are warriors. And if we don't put things in place for them, they will. And if you don't have a God within you, I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes, Brianna. I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes. Okay. If you don't have a God within you, look at all them flags. I saw somebody snatch an American, a foreigner now, snatch an American flag, tear it up and burn it and put their flag up. And a black person standing there helping them. Are you crazy? What flag do you have? Marcus Garvey gave us the red, black, and green. He didn't give it to Jamaica, but he gave it to us. I had a red, black, and green. And I told you when I was in New York with the minister, and after Obama had and Hillary killed Gaddafi, after Gaddafi thought they was his friend, he gave up everything he had. He thought it was his friend. He thought that was his brother. They bombed him. And the reason they killed him, because Gaddafi was trying to put together the United States of America, of Africa. And he was trying to get their communication, all that stuff with Britain and France. And I thought it was France. I think they said that, and I might have it wrong, but I think I'm right, where Hillary talked to the French prime minister, and they all got together and decided to do that. Now, people forget all that stuff. They still, after it's over with, it's over with. We don't have no... we don't think about it no more. But when they bombed Gaddafi was doing agriculture. Gaddafi was on the moon. And he thought that Obama was his brother. You ain't heavy, you my brother. They bombed the stew out there. And nobody else would have gotten away with that, but he laxed himself. He got a little relaxed. So we were in New York, and the minister was going to speak. He was behind a shield. And we were just waving our flag, our red, black, and green. And the minister said, stop, y'all, put the flags out. Because the people in Libya thought that we were with the enemies, and we wasn't. And that's why you'll see most African countries have bright colors, and we don't know any better. We want our own. And so that's why you might not see as much now, because We had to put our flags out in New York off the streets because they thought that red, black, and green was the enemy. And I thought that was very interesting. And some of y'all who out here, y'all probably was in New York with us when we did it. But we won it because red was for the blood, black was for the race, green was for the land, because we'll accept children. Adopt, a child always looking for their parents, trying to belong. And then they get to a place and the parents denying them. Some of them are. But we can go to the continent and find out where we're from. But our country is America. When you go out of this country, you have to put on country or USA. Now that's very interesting, isn't it? USA. Nothing, if you don't have, and then some of these folks get angry because you go on a different line from everybody else. So we're really, I don't know what's going on here, but so much subtle stuff going on. Christians, this is our time, those of us who believe that Jesus was born and that he rose, and that's what makes the difference between our faith and other faiths, is that Jesus rose from the dead. I don't know other. And I was telling somebody the other day, and I was listening the other day, I think I was listening to Jeremiah, somebody, and they said, and it makes sense to me, I told my daughter. And they said that, my pastor always said, and pastor always said anyway, that that's the best read book and the longest book all over there in all different languages, better than any other book. But Jeremiah was saying that when Jesus was born, he changed the calendar of the world from A.D., you got A.D., B.C. So this, we don't have to shy away from our faith and our spirit in God. But if our leadership, we put people in leadership that don't believe in God, there's a danger. Because this country don't think we can go under. You better hope God keep his arms around us, because Satan is out here, baby, and he's after your children, and he's after you, rob, steal, and kill, and that's real. And I tell y'all how I really believe in what I believe, because I believe strongly in God. I came from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and from Dr. King, and that was God. Somebody need to call and find out why we don't have no decoration around City Hall. All up and down those streets, you don't have it. You only have it where the businesses are. And that's subtle, y'all. I know y'all not paying attention. Oh, Christian is where we honor the child. You have Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day. I believe that Christian is where you just kind of stop for a moment, refresh, honor that child, and move forward. Now, our children right now don't have anything to believe in except the gun or the other folks or hate. So what I did was I got one of Dr. King's tape. I couldn't turn it, but I found one that I wanted because I got so many I got to figure out what to do. Anyway, that's not even on YouTube. But I found one, and it's Dr. King's letter to a Christian. And I think it's very important that we listen to what he talk about. Even though he talk about segregation in terms of what we are going through, how he talk about love and all the other stuff, but he did, he took Paul's letter to the church, but he took it and he turned it and he talked about to the Christians. Now, I'm going to play that at the 7 o'clock hour. So you tell everybody to wake up and get up, and we're going to talk about it. Now, I want to know from you, what do you think about what's going on here? Huh? I got to take the break now. Okay. I got to take a break, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-6090. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. Coffee to the conversation with Dorothy Wright Timmer. Come on back, y'all, because at the top of the hour, I'm going to introduce you to Dr. King's, and then at 7 o'clock hour, we'll play. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm hanging in here, y'all. My brother told me yesterday, Dorothy, you didn't get yourself together because you got to be on my mother. This is the anniversary of my mother's death. He said, you got to be all right here in Montgomery. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter.
WVON listeners, we have saved African Americans $212,239,634, helping them understand these overpayments, and we're still sitting on $79 million worth, and exemptions, we're still sitting on $38 million worth. So come on in.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas with Black Houses Matter, Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The sensation that ignited Broadway is back. The Wiz. A brand new vision for a brand new day. Ease on down and get tickets to The Wiz. Playing November 28th through December 10th at Cadillac Palace Theater. Tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweat, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
For the other men, they come over here. And you know, Rashida Tlaib been real quiet lately because it's time to do petitions in Detroit. And she gets real quiet every time it's time to for her to run again, her and the girl in Minnesota, to after they have no opposition, then they come back out and talk. Okay, we're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. Go on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Blog Talk. You know, our load is pretty heavy, y'all. Coffee in a conversation with me. Our load is pretty heavy, what we're carrying, and even because of the love of God and then the confusion and internal, external struggle. But what I want to tell you, I'm going to let Marvin Ganser tell y'all, talk to you in a conversation with me. Then I'm going to come back, talk to y'all. And then at 7 o'clock, I want to bring Dr. King in only a half an hour, a letter to the Christian. Marvin Ganser say, and it's heavy, y'all, but we can't give up. Come on, Marvin. How long is it? Load is pretty heavy, but the reason we've been able to make it, we was able to make it because we knew that we had a God. They get everybody all confused now because you don't think. Folks do crazy stuff because they know they can go to their God. Come on, Marvin. It's pretty heavy for us across this country right now. We always believe that. He gonna do it, y'all. Come on, Marvin. Come on. He always have. I'm going to come to the phone after the song. Yeah. You've had all you can take. Tell him, Marvin. Yeah. Yeah. So just hold on, y'all. Because you can make it through the land. This is what kept us going, y'all. Yeah. Make it all right. Heavy. God's going to do it, y'all. God, he's got to do it. It's heavy, y'all. We got to tell our children this, our family this. It's pretty heavy. It's heavy because some of us turn our backs on God and some of us just confused. Putting folks in office who don't even believe in God. Hey, that's Marvin Yancey, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, how many more minutes on it? I'm going to take it all. I'm going to do it all. I'm playing all this for y'all, then I'm coming to the phone. Come on, come on, come on, my people. Give it to me. Yeah. This is our time of the year. It's pretty heavy right now, y'all. But you got to believe it, and you got to be right. Hey, that's Marvin Yancey, y'all. Yeah. Woo, that's the kind of stuff kept us going. Woo, heavy load. It's pretty heavy these days, y'all. Especially in the black community, for the black child who can't even read, can't write. For the black family, our load is pretty heavy. Yes, sir. We heavy, y'all, because we confused with our Christianity and our love and what we supposed to be taking advantage of. Woo! Hey! God's gonna lighten it up, y'all. Believe it. Woo! That's what brought us over. I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Heavy load. I'm going to the phone. I'm gonna try to empty this bank of calls before I go, because I'm coming back with Dr. King, where he got a letter to Christians. And it's the way he took Paul's letter and the way he interpreted it. Don't y'all mistaken what he's saying. Okay, I'm going to the phone. Hello, David.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody.
To you too.
Mrs. Tillman, I got a question. I noticed that the state and the city, now the state and the city have been funding illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think it is that Big Brother, Uncle Sam, haven't really stepped up to the plate?
I don't know why they have stepped up to the plate. Don't buy into the okey-doke, because they're all working together. Don't get you wrong. And first of all, they said it was sanctuary city. Somebody sent them something. Don't fool yourself. They're all working together. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Talk to God. They working together, David.
Right. Well, I've been thinking. I said maybe it's because election time is coming up, and it's like sometimes when you claim a legitimate time, that could be like embarrassment and things of that sort.
No, they ain't being embarrassed. Be careful. See, that's what I mean by that love that we have. That's that God in us, David. Thank you so much. They ain't being embarrassed. See, we are really God people, because we like to always give folks the benefit of the doubt, and then they just step on us. That's what they do. Williams.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dorothy, I just want to let the DOM family know that today we'll be back on 115th in Halsted from 2 to 4 protesting, and we will have petitions. I went to David Moore's office, and we wanted him to take some of these petitions up there to the city hall meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I tell him we want this to be put on the ballot, that we can vote on this city, and it's being
it's a shame what they're doing over there on Halsted. And David Moore has been standing strong.
Yes.
He's been standing strong, and it's a shame that our people, we're so divided and caught up. Even the Hispanic and the done Chinese don't even want them.
Right. And we'll be out there today, so we're asking the people to come out there.
Now go out and support them. Support them. Because they was going to to put a mixed use out there for the community. Now you send them folks home. They don't have no asylum seekers. They're economic assessors. Thank you, William.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who is that? Okay. Is that Michelle?
It is.
How you
doing? Hello. I love you, lady.
Thank you
so
love you
much.
Too. Love
congratulations
you too.
To Dr. Dorothy Jean. She is amazing.
Yes,
she can't help but be amazing because she comes from an amazing DNA.
Let me say, Michelle, that I'm going to have Dr. Tillman and her mother on my show together so we can understand. The school system sucks. Her mother did homeschooling, and it's not easy to homeschool, but we will be having Dr. Dorothy Tillman on our with us soon. I'm letting her do other little rounds, and then I'll get her back. But I want to I send kudos to her mother. Because her mother worked with her, took her out of the schools and worked with her, and really did a lot with her. So kudos to both Dr. Dorothy Tillman
and
also
you.
Jimelita Tillman and the Tillman
and
family.
You.
Oh, yeah, we believe in education, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I love you, Ms. Tillman, and I also wanted to say to all of your listeners, T-Mobile Wireless is running a major scam, and they're actually targeting seniors or anybody
else.
What are
they doing? Because I ain't got much time.
For the opi-dope.
What are they doing? I ain't got much time.
They are enrolling you in home wireless service that they know does not work.
Okay, we have to check it out.
And they're getting money up front.
Michelle,
got to
check it out. Got to check it out before we get. I'm gonna check it out. Get the real information.
No, I have the proof, and I also will be taking them to court, Ms. Tillman.
Do that, Michelle. I know you're tough. Thank you.
You love you, bye.
Love you too. Stay on the show now because we got Dr. King coming up. I'm just trying to empty this phone bank. Denise.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Yes.
As you were talking about, you know, what's going on here, that you know the political system is not right. Nobody has made a comment about the letter that Alderman Moore received from the mayor or the administration.
Oh, that was really something. That was a dictatorial. That was, I mean, it's like, see what you got to understand. There's a dictator-type situation going on, not just in the city of Chicago, but across this country. And that was terrible. I've been trying to get more so I can talk to him more about it. That's why I haven't said that much about it. I've reached out to him.
Because I know you are alderman, and I know you know that that's not the way things are
it's not the way it's supposed to go. You got executive and legislative, and supposed to be strong council, weak mayor. But then you got all them socialists down there who came from dictator countries who also dictate you. I tell you, there's no around City Hall. Go ride around there today. There's no, the first time I've ever seen it. There's no decoration.
And one last point I want to make. I was in the Walgreens on Sibley, and about nine boys came in the store. They stole. They were just putting stuff in their pockets.
I
and then they closed. And walked out of the store, and nobody said it did anything.
I was out there on Calumet, 159th at the Dollar, at the dollar store, and I saw a whole family in there. They looked at me talking their own language, took their stuff and walked out. I mean, all this hijacking, all this stuff going on, and all this stealing, and this are all of our people. We think it is, but it's kind of deep. We have to have structure. We have to have laws.
Yeah.
We gotta do something. But our people are so loving.
Well, you're right, Dorothy, when you said something is going on.
Something's
and we
not
don't
right,
seem
Denise.
To be clear on what it is.
Denise, you get them in to ride around City Hall today. It's going to blow your mind. There's no decoration.
Huh.
It's only on the county side. They got one on the county side with one wreath. It's a disgrace. That's Father of our, that's dangerous. Thank you. Father of our weariness, Father of our silent tears who have brought us this far. Anita.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dale, Dorothy, when people don't believe in God, they tend to be like physical people, like just food, clothing, sex. So you're going to see a lot of that going on with these people whose mama's letting them steal. And she know doggone well a Mexican ain't going to let you steal a half a cent from them.
But,
okay,
and,
so
but
they know
they
that.
They had the whole family.
And
you can't understand the language. The whole family was in there. And we
don't understand the language. They stealing. It's stealing.
Because of our godliness and because how we feel and we love, we are being used. I saw some of these black preachers. Yeah, we got to help. Yeah, we got to do this. You know, We need to go out and we want to help. We need to go out and reach these young folks and teach them about God and bring them in. The worst thing happening to our children is how their minds are being destroyed. And I can't get none of these ministers, none of these folks talk about it or do nothing about it. They're just walking around, give me the money.
What about Israel and the United States that are stealing, talking about they Christian and Jewish, and they're stealing people's
homelands?
I'm not
going to talk about my country like that. I'm not going to talk about America to nobody, and I ain't gonna let everybody talk about it right now. That's all we got. That's how they're using us. See, I'm not getting in that. This is my country. We built this country, and they got our black folks running around talking this mess, and then they come in, Joy Reid. Her mother's a foreigner, her father is. Her father went back to the Congo. Nobody's marching against what's going on with those children in the Congo digging all that mineral up. Y'all go look up the Congo. That's what Joy Reid's father is. He's probably part of whatever's going on. I don't know. They don't do that, but she came in on affirmative action, black folks healed, and she got to be, she's our, you know, but never talk about the real issue about what black folks is going through, like education and economics. Okay, Lee. Let me talk to Lee.
Dorothy.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations to your granddaughter, to her mother, to you.
Thank you.
And to God.
I'm telling you. And because my granddaughter's in church at Liberty Baptist Church of Chicago, Pastor Andrew Hunt. My children have been in church all their life. My grandchildren cannot miss. They better come two Sundays out of the month and watch on YouTube. They cannot stay away from God because God is their all in all.
That's it. And you know what? And people better recognize that we're living in the last days. We better get it right, and we better get it right with God. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, and I will have my granddaughter on with me. Talk of Chicago 16, her and her mother, 1690. Can I do a minute of Dr. King, introduce what I'm going to be doing at the other hour, Brianna? Brianna, can I do a minute of what's coming up next hour? Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.viewing.com, on iHeartRadio, tickets wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk. This is what you're going to hear over Dr. King is doing, a letter to Christians. And I'm doing that because this is our time, and we got satanic stuff going wild. Dr. King, and then when we come back, we'll get back into it, y'all. I'll be right back, Dr. King.
So this morning I would like to use as a subject Paul's letter to American Christians. Paul's letter to American Christians. I would like to share with you an imaginary letter from the pen of the Apostle Paul, the postmark reveals that it comes from the island of Crete. And after noticing and opening the letter, I discovered that it was written in ill-formed, sprawling Greek. And at the top of the letter was this request: read to the people when they assemble themselves together, and pass on to the other churches. I have labored with the translation for several days. At times it has been difficult, but now I think I have its substance. And if in giving this letter the content sounds strangely Kingian rather than Paulinian, attributed to my lack of objectivity rather than Paul's lack of clarity, it is quite miraculous indeed that the Apostle Paul should be writing a letter to you and me 1900 years after his last letter appeared in the New Testament. How that is possible, I do not know, and I do not really care. the important thing is that I can imagine Paul speaking to us in 1956, speaking to American Christians, and here is the letter as it stands before me. I, an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, to you who are in America,
Grace and peace. Okay, y'all, get your coffee, get your tea. I want to give you an understanding. We're going to come back, and Dr. King is going to finish that and put it in his interpretation. As Christians, I thought since this is our season, it's important to take a look back. Coffee, tea, and a conversation, meet 773-591-69. We're streaming live at www.viewin.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. Get your coffee, get your tea. Tell everybody to come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back. Then I'm going to do all of the letter. Then I'm going to take your calls. I'll be right back.
Consequential impact on American foreign policy. A Nobel Prize winner, Kissinger was 100. I'm Morgan Wood on the Black Information Network.
A white male student at Shawnee Mission East High School is facing felony aggravated battery charges after attacking a black female student while hurling racial slurs in a school hallway. The Johnson County District Court in Prairie View, Kansas, charged the 15-year-old as a juvenile for the altercation, which was caught on video and sparked demonstrations. About 100 students walked out of class earlier this week to protest the district's handling of the fight, which left the victim with a broken nose and a five-day suspension. A hearing is scheduled for December 6th.
A Colorado police officer is reinstated after being acquitted in the killing of Elijah McClain. The department is also giving Nathan Woodyard more than $200,000 in back pay. The 2019 killing of the 23-year-old black man who was stopped while walking home from a convenience store involved three Aurora police officers and two paramedics. In October, a jury convicted former officer Randy Rodima and acquitted former officer Jason Rosenblatt.
An increasing awareness of the disproportionate climate change risk facing black communities. The fifth national climate assessment shows that minority and low-income communities have the highest inland flood exposures in the South, while black communities nationwide are affected disproportionately by flood damage. The report also examined land surface temperature, which was higher than average in low-income urban neighborhoods. The assessment warns of dangerous consequences for overburdened communities, including increased mortality from rising temperatures and the risks of wildfires.
A Texas woman has created a line of dolls that represent historically black colleges and universities. Brookhart Jones was a toy buyer who was furloughed by her company during the pandemic, but then got to work making the dolls by hand while her husband packaged them. Fast forward to right now, HBCU dolls are sold at Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, and Amazon. The 11-doll collection boasts various skin tones and hair textures, as well as different interests. Jones says it's also an opportunity to plant the seed of higher learning. For more international, national, state, and local news impacting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Black Information Network and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Black InfoNet. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Believe in you. Believe that with the opportunities and support from City Colleges of Chicago, you can succeed. City Colleges is in your community to make it easier for you to access an affordable and excellent education. Wherever you live, wherever you are in life, we'll meet you there with the tools you need to write your own future. You have a goal. Love it, live it with classes at City Colleges of Chicago.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweat, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Discrimination, violence, abuse, and poverty are only a handful of the many factors that have an impact on our mental health. How these issues impact our mental health can change over time. This Saturday on the Community Health Focus Hour, join host Dr. Dorianne Miller and guests in a conversation about mental health, its impact across the lifespan, and getting connected to resources. The Community Health Focus Hour, Saturdays at 1 p.m., powered by UChicago Medicine, at the forefront.
WBON 1450. Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WBON Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
It really doesn't matter with me now.
Because
he's been to the market. We are back, y'all. I'm not going through the other stuff. We're back. We're back. Talk of Chicago, 169 WGN, number 773-591-690. We're streaming live, www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook and Blog Talk if you miss it. We're going back into Dr. King because we have time to take your calls after you get through. He's doing a letter from Paul. I introduced it to you at the top of the hour. He did a letter to Christians, and I think it's very needed right now. It's very much needed. So we're going to go into this and let Dr. King do it, and then we're going to come back, take your call, coffee, and a conversation with Dorothy Wright Tillman right here at the great city of Chicago and the great WVON 773-591-1690. As I said, Thursday was the anniversary of my mother's, was commemoration of my mother's death. She was a strong woman. But let's go to Dr. King. You know, Christians know we don't die, I see you in the morning. That's what we believe. Dr. King.
Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I had longed to be able to come to see you. I have heard of you and what you are doing. I have heard of the fascinating and astounding advances that you have made in the scientific and the material realms. I have heard of your aeroplanes. And I have heard about the fact that through your scientific genius, you have been able to dwarf distance and place time in change. Yes, you have been able to carve highways through the stratosphere. And so in your world, you have made it possible to eat breakfast in London, England, and lunch in New York City. I have heard about your skyscraping buildings with their towers steeping heavenward as if to bathe their peaks in the lofty blue. I have heard of your great medical science and all of your advances in the medical realm. And so you have been able to cure many dread plagues and diseases, and thereby to prolong your life and bring about greater security and physical well-being. All of that is wonderful. You can do things now that could not be done in the Greco-Roman world of my day. You can make journeys now in one day that it took me 3 months to make. That is wonderful. You have gone a long, long way in material advances. But America,
those who just listened,
is
Dr. King,
as I look
a letter to the Christians. But it's a letter that Paul wrote.
Whether or not you have gone
you just
as listening, far in the
we're
spiritual
finish
and moral realm.
Letter to the Christian from Dr. King.
Seems to me, America, that although you have advanced scientifically and materially, you lag behind spiritually and morally. Your poet Thoreau used to talk about improved means to an unimproved end. And how often that is true, you have allowed the material means by which you live to outdistance the spiritual ends for which you live. You have allowed your mentality to outrun your morality. You have allowed your civilization to outdistance your culture. Yes, America. You go very high in the spiritual realm, I mean in the material realm. But how far have you gone in the moral realm? Through your scientific genius, you have been able to make of the world a neighborhood. But through your moral and spiritual genius, you have failed to make of it a brotherhood. And what does it profit a man? As that same Lord said, that same Lord that met me on the Damascus Road, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world of means, aeroplanes, subways, and all the skyscraping buildings and lose the end, the soul? So, America, I would urge you to seek to bring your spiritual advances up to your material advances. I am impelled also to write you concerning the tremendous responsibilities confronting Christians attempting to live in a sub-Christian age. Yes, I had to do that, for I had to live in an un-Christian world. And every Christian has a basic responsibility to live a Christian in an un-Christian world. They tell me that there are some among you, even in the churches, who give their ultimate allegiance to the patterns of the world. They want to be accepted socially. They are afraid to be ostracized, and so they conform to the patterns of the world. They live by some such philosophy as this. Everybody is doing it, so it must be all right. And so often in your age, right has become merely something of taking a Gallup poll of the majority opinion. How many are living like that? How many people are giving their ultimate allegiance to this way? But America, may I say to you, as I said to the Roman church, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And may I also say to you that you have a dual citizenry. You have a twofold citizenry. You are not only a citizen of this world, but you are the citizen of another world. You live both in time and eternity, both in heaven and earth. You must come to see that although it is true that you live now in the colony of time, you must always take your orders from the empire of eternity. You must come to see that, America, that your ultimate allegiance is not to the government, not to the state, not to the nation, but your ultimate allegiance is to God, and sometimes it's necessary to speak out against the state in order to stand up with God. Oh, America, will you come to see this? But not only that, America, I have read some of your psychology. And I hear you talking a great deal about maladjustment. It is the ringing cry of the child psychologist, maladjusted. And certainly nobody wants to be maladjusted. Everybody wants to be adjusted. But America, I want to call upon you, if you're going to be followers of Christ, to be maladjusted. I never intend, America, to adjust myself to some things, and I hope you will never adjust to it. In an age amazingly adjusted to war, I call upon you to be maladjusted. In an age amazingly adjusted to imperialism and colonialism, I call upon you to be maladjusted. In an age amazingly adjusted to hate and malice, I call upon you to be maladjusted. My plea to you in America is to be maladjusted. I understand that you have a great economic system in America that you call capitalism. And through that economic system, you have been able to do wonders. You have been able to build up the richest nation in the world. And through that system, you have been able to build up the greatest productive system that the world has ever known. And all of that fine. But America, that is the danger, that you will misuse your capitalism. I'm not an economist, and I cannot criticize your economic system from the point of view of the economist, but I can criticize it from a moral point of view. And I still contend, America, that money can be the root of all evil. That money can lead one to live a life of gross materialism. And I'm worried that too many people in America are more concerned about making a living than making a life. Yes, America, money can lead to exploitation. And so often you have done that. For they tell me that 0.1% of the population controls more than 50% of the wealth. Oh, America, how you've taken necessities from the masses to give luxuries to the classes. Your capitalism can be used very well. You can use it to wipe poverty from the face of the earth. You can use it to lift the whole level of humanity. You can lift it to make mankind come to the point that it is destined to come to. Your wealth can be used to a noble end. You have it at your disposal. Use it for that, America. Oh, I would that I could be with you. I would that I could say to you face to face what I am trying to say to you in writing. How I long to be with you. But let me rush on and say something about the church. I must say to you once more, as I have said so often before, that the church is the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, there can be no division. In the body of Christ, there can be no disunity. But I'm disturbed about America and what is happening there. concerning the body of Christ. They tell me that in America you have within Protestantism more than 256 denominations. And the tragedy of America is not so much that you have more than 256 denominations, but the fact that all of these denominations are warring against each other and trying to make it appear that they have the only truth. And oh, this narrow sectarianism, this narrow denominationalism is destroying the unity of the church. America, you must come to see that God is not a Baptist, that God is not a Methodist, that God is not an Episcopalian. God is bigger than any of our denominations. You must come to see, America, that all of this is man-made. But even as I look at Roman Catholicism, I'm disturbed about that, because it stands out also with an arrogance which becomes a spiritual arrogance, making the world appear that it has the only truth, standing with its noble Pope almost taking the place of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when he speaks ex cathedra, he becomes infallible. I'm disturbed about any earthly creation that tends to claim infallibility. I'm disturbed about any church that refuses to cooperate with other churches with the pretense that it is the only true church. That is so much in the church that is destroying the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, there can be no division and no disunity. But America, another thing disturbs me about your church. You have a Negro church, and you have a white church. Oh, America, that is quite disturbing, for that cannot exist within the true body of Christ. How did that thing ever get into being anyway? You have allowed segregation to come into the church, America. Oh, how tragic when you stand up on Sunday morning to sing, "In Christ there is no east or west." Isn't it tragic that you stand in the most segregated hour of your Christian nation? They tell me there is more integration in sports arenas and nightclubs than that is in the Christian church. Oh, how tragic that is. How appalling that is. They tell me that there are even Christians among you who try to justify segregation on the basis of the Bible. They try to argue that the Negro is inferior by nature because of Noah's curse upon the children of Ham. Oh, my friends, oh, America, this is blasphemy. This is against everything that the Christian religion stands for. This is against the will of the Almighty God. In America, I would urge you to get rid of that something called segregation. It is a dangerous evil. It is an evil which must be wiped over the face of the earth if man is ever to come to his full maturity. America, don't compromise with it. Don't play with it. Oh, I praise your Supreme Court for passing a great decision just a year or two ago. And I praise all men in your nation of goodwill who are willing to follow it. But they tell me you still have some brothers among you in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and Louisiana and Florida who would make their legislative halls ring loud with the words interposition and nullification. They have lost the true meaning of democracy and Christianity. And I would urge you to plead with your brothers with patience and understanding, goodwill, and tell them that this isn't the way. May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods and with Christian weapons. Never succumb to the temptation of becoming bitter. Never succumb to the temptation of indulging in hate campaigns. You must at all moments move with wise restraint and calm reasonableness. Keep pressing on, but press on with discipline and dignity, and use only the weapon of love, and let no man pull you so low as to hate him. Look at your oppressor hard enough to see in him something of God's image. Yes, it might be just a spark, but if you work on him long enough, it can develop into a leaping flame. And so I would say to those of you who are warring and struggling against your oppressor, to use Christian methods and Christian weapons, and let him know that as you struggle, you are not attempting to defeat him, not attempting to humiliate him, not attempting to get rid of him or to pay him back. But let him know that you are seeking to help him as well as yourself. Let him know that the festering sword of segregation debilitates the white man as well as the Negro. Let him know that as you seek to rid the earth of this evil of segregation, you are seeking to help him also. Give that message all over the world and live by that principle and get rid of that something called segregation, America. For it is not only rationally inexplicable, but it is morally scandalous. You must get rid of it if you are to be a Christian nation. Yes, America, I realize that some of you will give your lives to this something. There will be white people of goodwill who will do it, and there will be Negroes who will struggle to get rid of it. But I want to say this to you, that as you struggle, don't despair. Realize that whenever you stand up for right and righteousness, whenever you stand up for truth, whenever you stand up for goodness, you will be persecuted, but don't despair about it. Sometimes it might mean going to jail, but if that is the case, be willing to fill up the jail, because I had to go to jail. It might even mean physical death, but if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a life of permanent psychological death, then nothing could be more honorable. Don't worry about the persecutions, America. You are going to have that if you stand up for truth and goodness. Oh, that happened throughout my life. As soon as I was converted, I was denied by the disciples at Jerusalem. Then I was later tried for heresy at Jerusalem. Yes, I was beaten at Thessalonica. I was mobbed at Ephesus. I was jailed at Philippi, and I went down to Athens, and I was depressed there. Yes, I was even shipwrecked in Malta, but I'm still going. And I still believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only hope of the world. I still believe that in standing up for the gospel of Jesus, nothing in the world is greater. This is the end of life. This is the end of the universe. The end of the universe is not to be happy. The end is not to avoid suffering, but the end of life is to do the will of God, come what may. Oh, America, will you hear that, and will you follow that before it is too late? Then I must say one other thing. You know, I said to the church at Corinth that love is the principal thing, and I want to still say that to America. America, I want you to know that you might move high in the world. You might come to the point that you are mighty eloquent in your speech. You might master the English language. All of your grammar might be perfect. You might move high. You might move with all of the eloquence of an articulate speech. But I want you to realize, America, that it is still true that even if you can speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, you are become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Yes, America, you may have the gift of prophecy so that you can understand all mysteries. You may have scientific insights so that you can break out into the storehouse of nature. Yes, America, you might have all of the mysteries and understand them so that you can remove the mountains of material obstacles. You may move all of the mountains that stand before you. But unless you have love, it means nothing. But even more, America, you may give your goods to feed the poor. You might tower high in philanthropy. You may give great gifts to the United Appeals. You may give great gifts to your colleges and universities. You may give big money. But if you have not love, it means nothing. Yes, and you may even give your body to be burned. You may even stand up and die life as a martyr. you may stand before the universe as that honorable person who was willing to stand up as a martyr. But even if you do that and you have loved her, it means nothing. Yes, Mary, it is possible to be self-disciplined in one's denial and self-righteous in some self-Christ. It is possible for one generous in order to feed his ego, and it is possible for one to be pious in order to feed his pride. And so man has the tragic capacity of being able to negate a heightening vice to a tragic, a heightening virtue to a tragic vice. Yes, even if you give your goods to feed the poor, have not love, it means nothing. You may build all of your great institutions. You may have all knowledge. You may build your great Harvard and your great Yale. You may have all of your institutions of learning and all of your PhDs and MAs and ABs. But if you have not love, America, it means nothing. I still want you to know that love is the principal thing in the universe. I want you to know that at the center of life stands love, and that it is the most durable in the world. And if you follow that, America,
you
will build a great nation. I must get ready to leave now. Timothy sent for me to deliver this letter, and I must take leave to go to another church. But just before leaving, let me say this to you, America. I've said a lot to you about loving. I've said a lot to you about being moral and living noble principles. And I know that you often try to do that. But I want to say something to you about the meaning of the gospel. In trying to live up to the high and noble principles of this religion, you often fall short. And I know how you felt sometimes. You tried to live up to it and you didn't quite make it. Sometimes you felt that you could do it alone, but the more you tried, the more you discovered that you couldn't do it alone. And I know how you were caught up in the tragic dimensions of sin, both individual and collective. I see how, as you live life, on every level of your life, one is confronted with sin, and sometimes you have to cry out, as I have to cry out, the good that I would I do not, and the evil that I would not that I do. And then as you try to follow the law of love, you find yourself saying, oh, wretched man that I am. You discover somehow that the more you try, the more you discover that you can't do it alone. And oh, you end up in despair. You end up in a tragic state. You feel that you have lost out. Yes, I have been like that. But when I came to that point, when I came to the point of feeling that I couldn't make it alone, when I came to the point of realizing that I was too weak to make it, I discovered something else. I reached out and saw breaking out of eternity into time the powerful dimensions of God's grace. And where sin abounded, grace abounded even more exceedingly. And so I want to say to you, America, reach out. And if you reach far enough, you will discover God's grace. It is that grace that can lift you from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. It is that grace that can lift you from that midnight of sorrow to the daybreak of joy. It is that grace that helps you to see that by the grace of the Almighty God, you can live in this world, and you can live this life. You can see the face of the Almighty God with all of his eternal principles. In the midst of man's tragic sin, stand God's amazing grace. I must say goodbye to you now. Maybe I will not see you, but I will meet you in God's eternity. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you today, tomorrow, and even forever. This is a letter, and now comes the living of it. Let us pray. Oh God, our gracious Heavenly Father, help us to reach out in our lives and see the great principles of life. Help us to see the work and words of the Apostle Paul, who stands at the center of our faith as one of the most noble Christians, and who stands as a challenge to us in all ages and in all generations. Help us to realize at all times the relevance of the gospel in every nation and in every community. In the name and very spirit of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.
We back, y'all. Okay, take the music. Okay, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here, got chills on me and thinking and stuff and listening to Dr. King. I thought the Christians in this country needed to hear. The pastors need to hear. So go America, so go the world. A country that said, in God we trust. Now we want to take it all down. We won't even celebrate our Jesus that we believe in. We do not teach our children about Christ. That's our demise would be. And the devil is on the run. I tell you, if he destroy America, he can just take over the world. You heard Dr. King said democracy in the Bible. He used to teach us that. Bevel told us that this country constitution was based off the Bible. That's what he said. So that was just, you know, I thought that we need to, as Christians, we got to recommit ourselves, that past and all. I just had to play that for you. Is that the song? Okay. All right, that's all right. Okay, Brianna. Oh, my God, I tell you, I wanted Talk of Chicago, 69 WVU, and our number 773-591-6090. But we're streaming live, www.wvon.com, on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook. We're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be right back. I'll be right back, y'all, and I'm going to take some calls.
You're listening to
Sexual and Reproductive Health is
Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Sexual and reproductive health is not only about physical well-being. It includes the right to healthy and respectful relationships, health services, and more. Hi, I'm Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. This Saturday, we'll examine how the perspectives and experiences of Black females in obtaining sexual and reproductive health care can help to shape the next generation of policies and programs. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
It's your gospel sister, Pam Morris-Walton. Join me every Sunday on God's favorite radio station, WVON, 11 to 2 p.m. with good gospel and inspirational music. It'll make your day. That's your gospel sister, Pam Morris-Walton. Sundays, 11 to 2 p.m. on 1690, The Talk of Chicago, WVON.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizum of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the #1 dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Oh,
me. Thank you, Dr. King. Thank you for that message. We're back, Talk of Chicago, 69 of VON. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio, tickets wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and Blocker. Now I'm going to take the next 15 minutes and talk to you. So y'all can call now. I got a couple of lines open, so I'm going to go to the phone. But I'm going to talk to you in the next 15 minutes and see what you got to talk about. Okay? Diana. Diana? Diana? Diana, going once, going twice, put on hold. She must have stepped away. Okay. Cliff? Cliff?
Hey, Ms. Dorothy, what was the name or title of that letter?
A letter to the Christians.
Okay, because there was one that he wrote out of Birmingham.
Yes, the Birmingham.
Same
jail.
Thing.
No. Okay, letter to the Christians, okay?
You know, right. So my point is that even here in this country, when we have white America Christians celebrating Christmas, should we be celebrating the same holiday?
I'm sorry.
Our oppressors?
We go through this every year, Cliff. Yes, I'm going to celebrate Jesus. Thank you. We go through this every year. Cliff have a way of coming in and say what he's going to say. Something I don't know about you, Cliff. I hope. I don't know. Diana? Diana, I'm going to hang up on you. I think Diana fell asleep. Diana? Turn your radio down, Diana. She got to turn her radio down. Put her back on hold. Okay. Cecilia?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, in Washington Park, a community I know you're familiar
with. Hey, Cecilia, how you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too well right now. I'm in a fight. Really, the fight of my life, even if it's something that I wouldn't financially benefit from, but my community will.
What's the problem? What's going on, Cecilia?
What's happening, if anybody goes to 60th and King Drive, there's a square block empty.
I know where it is. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, except for that beautiful terracotta business at 61st.
Yeah.
Well, we have an organization, Sunshine Enterprises or Ministries, they want it.
What's the problem? So you got to get to the point, Cecilia.
Okay, they want to put a community center like there's not one in Washington Park, 365.
Is that the Moonies, the Sunshine? Who is the Sunshine?
They part of the that organization.
Well, you know, if you don't have an organization in your community, well, we standing strong, you know, everybody will come and just dump on us.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what they're doing. But what's happening is that Bessie Coleman Library is about to be redeveloped, and we want that library to go at 60th and King Drive, not a community center, which we have Reverend Corey, Pastor Corey Brooks is building one on 67.
Yes, he is.
We already have one.
And he's doing good. Have you talked to Taylor?
Yes. Taylor knows even Maddie Hunter. I'm so ashamed of her. She lives in Washington Park. We don't need another community center. We need a library. Woodlawn has had four libraries.
Let's tell you.
The fourth one. We've never had any.
Well, I know no one you're a fighter. It's like we're just being stepped over. We won't even know our community. Everybody, you know, it say either you be a community or a neighborhood. If you're a neighborhood, everybody come and dump on you. Call me next week and let's talk more about this, Cecilia, okay?
Yeah, well, we need people to let Jeanette Taylor, Maddie Hunter, the new state rep.
Who is that?
No, do not give the money to them.
Who is the state rep, Kim Buck?
Yes, Kim Bubatray, who used to work for the Park District.
Well, all I know you know how to organize. I have to talk to Maddie because I don't know anything about this. This is new.
Call
that helps the city so we can talk about it so I can know. I don't want to dump on them until I know more about it. You know, I'll call the senator and the state rep. I don't know. I don't have a relationship with Jeanette. You know, I ain't never seen no black woman. But she's a socialist Democrat. Socialism. Frank.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you doing? Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
We are so proud of your granddaughter, Ms. Tillman. Congratulations. You see, Ms. Tillman, that is a classic example of what a lot of us understand is don't totally depend on the school to educate our children. Okay, we got a part two. Ms. Tillman, y'all did a fantastic job. You should hear Perry lay it out. But, Ms. Tillman, thank you for playing that, what you played about Dr. King. I agree with what you're saying about those we have in politics that claiming to believe in God and Jesus and striking down everything that they stood for, like child tax credit, universal health care. Donald Trump said he's getting off, he's going to destroy the Affordable Health Care Act. But my
now,
point is just
what?
Right
you,
here.
You all off of what Dr. King said because you had to go to Trump. You just had to.
No. I'm
going
to be Trump.
Let me tell you something.
I'm
all
Trump
this government, you have to.
Party.
When you look at what's going on, I mean, you have
I'm
to stop that
Trump
train. You took away
that's
your spirituality.
I'm going to leave Trump out of it. The Republican Party, period. All of them in that claim to be Christians, Ms. Tillman, and they don't want to do anything.
I was a Democratic committeeman when I was in office. But tell me, we have not been on the Republican. We've been on the Democrats. See, that's why you got to – wait. All our mess coming from them. All our mess coming from them. So what we have to do is not think party but about our people because they get us all on Republican, Democrat. I
got
to go
– Huh? We even got black people claiming they believe in God, but they supporting this party. They're striking down anything God is Jesus.
Frank, are you a precinct captain for the Democratic Party? Frank, our whole school system, I don't have no Republican representing me. All my representation are Democrats, all of them. You know, we have a responsibility to go to them and talk. But that's why we got to start. We start thinking about our people. You know, when Hanrahan did that mess with over there, with Mark Clark and all of them, Lou Palmer put somebody else, and black folks voted for Thompson and everybody else. I mean, it's like, if we don't look at what's going on and go to our people, like Cecilia was talking about, or go to our people, why are you taking all our taxes? And our school system's messed up. But we be thinking about Republican, Democrat, not about our future. And that's what we need to think about. Princess Adam?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to everyone. Yeah, I just wanted to state this, Ms. Tillman. When it comes to Christmas, that's why the word is spelled Christ Amos, if you really look at the words and letterings in it.
Mm-hmm.
And every knee is going to bow.
Uh-huh.
Even the caller that just called in talking about Christmas, God said every knee.
Every knee shall bow. That's
which
right.
Which means your knees too, sir, is going to bow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And everyone have a very Merry Christmas and not just a happy holiday.
I have a question for you, Princess.
Yes.
Have you been downtown? I drove around City Hall. There are no decoration up around. This is the first time since I've been in this city. The City Hall.
Well, maybe it's a certain time that they put them up.
They have it up before they even put the nun. They got the lights up at Millennium Park. No, they're up during the Thanksgiving time. What I'm trying to say to you is we got to be very careful about the sneakiness of people doing to us in terms of our celebration. That's all I'm saying. True.
That's very true. That's very true. But I also want you to, Ms. Tillman and everyone else, if you get a chance, go look at the beautiful scenery in the Union Station when they do Kwanzaa. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay, I'll make sure that I go look.
Okay, then, and God bless you all. And like I said, we're going to all have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You know, okay. Thank you. You know, there's something wrong with us. There's some sickness. Dr. King just got through talking about it. Dr. King talking about no party. He talking about America being a Christian nation and what we need to do. We can't help it. We have to do that. Something is wrong with that. And I think some people are just paid to just do stuff. You know, family is important. God is important. Church, you know, we get caught up. We make things our God, these parties, whether Republican or Democrat, whether it's independent, our God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, supposed to be it. I tell you, Ron, how you doing?
Oh, look, I'm doing well. And always appreciate you playing Dr. King. Everything that you have said, I agree with you. And like my mother said today, she died, as far as me and my family, we are going to serve the
and
Lord
my house.
Jesus
That's
Christ
what said.
In my house.
Come on, Ron.
In my house. So I just want to say one thing. I'd like to get.
You know what, Ron? It has been said that those who go to church and children who are involved, they're less likely to get another stuff because they know. Like when my children went off to school, and I tell them all the time about, you're never alone. Even when you're by yourself, you're not alone because you and God. But if you don't have a God to pull on, you don't know what to do. You get into anything. Now, I told you, Ron, go by City Hall. There's no Christian decoration up. Princess, I love her dearly. She was saying maybe they ain't need it. This is the first time in my history since I've been in this city that I didn't see decoration up around City Hall. What do you think
is? Well, now, you know, now I was at an event that Maria Pappas invited me to. And Ms. Tillman, I want to, I know I'm a little hard on that issue, but I just demand I had to go down there Thursday and pay a well-run, well-respected Maria Pappas. So at her event yesterday, she said,
You was at City Hall yesterday at the county building?
I was at the county.
So did you? So you know there was no decoration around, only a wreath on the county side. Go on.
Yeah. But on one side, they had set up Ms. Tillman, so it is a little more decorated. But more importantly, I like what she said. She said, thanks for coming out to celebrate Christmas. She said, I didn't say happy holiday. I just want to to commend her and for the job that her office did. But again,
I'm commending. Let me ask you this, Ron. You was inside the building?
Yes.
Well, now tell me about the decoration inside. What did you go across City Hall in the county?
I was in the county building.
But did you walk over to the city to see what's decorated? Is it decorated on the inside?
I didn't even waste my time. I just stayed with the county. But
no,
on that first floor.
I understand what you're saying to you, Ron.
No, I understand. No, I knew it wasn't decorated.
Listen to me. That's what I'm. That's a subtle thing. Because you have folks in government that do not believe in God, and they think that our Christian nation and God we trust and all that is wrong. So this is, I'm saying, why isn't the City Hall decorated to celebrate Christmas? I don't understand that.
Well, you know what, Ms. Tillman? This is what they said they were going to do. Your mayor, they said they are socialists, and people do not understand what that means. That whole thing about down there, city council stopping those people from speaking. You know yourself.
That is terrible.
One of the main tenets of socialism is to stifle dissent. I'm going to leave it at that. That's it right there. They told you what they were going to do. Isn't that? Yeah, all the dictators from Cuba, and Putin, all look
all
around.
All coming over here, huh?
Yeah. But that's what they do. Number one thing, stifle dissent. They're sending people up to the third floor. And you know yourself, if living through all the council wars and having debate and stuff, you know that's not. But, Ms. Tillman, that socialism is taking place. They do not have God in their life.
No.
And they do not respect individualism. It's a collectivism, which is controlled by government. It's the most dangerous thing in this country.
And they're using your tax dollars, Ron. They're using our money to do that. I think that those aldermen, everybody tell all of them to reenact. Who made that law? This is crazy. First they did put a few minutes. I remember we used to be able to go down and you sat and you speak. And this is just terrible. So you taking government from the people and said, take what I tell you. You can't speak. These are your dollars. These folks are on welfare. You are paying their salaries. This is some deep stuff.
Why do you think the people
are
trying to get out of Cuba under Fidel? We didn't know, wasn't paying attention to what these people were saying. And the face of the movement is the person that I said would be the last person that I would vote for, Brandon Johnson. Have a good day. Love you as always. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to know why I might call Jason Lee. That's Johnson's right-hand black man. Jason Lee is Sheila Jackson Lee's son. Jason, if you're listening, I want to know, why isn't City Hall decorated? Even it's so dark around there. You know, you got all the decoration over there at a daily plaza where they do every winter, but there's no decoration. All they want is on the county building. I was just shocked. But there's some subtleness. How long is my song? How long is how great the hour? How long is it? It's time for me to go now. It's time for me to go, y'all. I enjoyed y'all. I'm going to have Dorothy and Jim Lee on at some point. I think next week she's going to be on. Dorothy's going to be on Rufus next week. So that should be interesting because Rufus' mother is an educator. So that should be very good. But I'm going to have both of them on real soon, and I will give them a chance to not only talk but to take questions. Till next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman saying coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. See you next week. How great thou art.
When I in awe wonder consider all the world thy hand has made, I see the stars.